Chapter 17. "Michael told me how to get a message to him if there was an emergency," Molly said. "But I'm not doing it."
"This isn't an emergency," Jesse said.
"It's over," she said. "And I've got you to protect me."
"So you'll let me," Jesse said, "protect you?" She smiled.
"The way you let the rest of us protect you?"
"It's different," Jesse said.
"Because I'm a woman?" Molly said.
They were standing in the middle of Molly's backyard. Jesse had driven straight to her house from the airport. She'd called him the night before, after Suit and Peter had bagged the clothes she was wearing and the trowel, and even clipped her fingernails, even though Molly couldn't remember whether she'd scratched them or not. They were already going over the trace evidence at the state crime lab, looking for DNA. Jesse was here because he wanted to hear Molly tell it. He knew she'd taken Suit and Peter through it from the time the guy had grabbed her. Jesse wanted to hear for himself. His crime scene now, in Molly Crane's backyard.
If Michael found out, he'd want to fly back and go door to door looking for this guy, Molly said, and then beat him to within an inch of his life.
"Why stop there?" Jesse said. "I say go the extra inch."
"You know better than anyone that this comes with the job," she said.
"Bullshit it does," Jesse said.
"I was a decoy that time for the Peepin' Tom," Molly said.
"Suit and I were outside," he said, "guns drawn."
"I still did all right for myself," she said.
"You were lucky with that trowel."
"What's that line you always use from the old baseball guy about luck?"
"It's the residue of design," Jesse said. "But there was no design in you leaving a garden tool in the dirt so it would be there if you ever needed it."
"God looks out for good Catholic girls."
"Good?" Jesse said. She took in a lot of air and let it out.
"First somebody shoots at you," she said. "Now this. It's like somebody's coming for us."
He told her to take him through it. She knew him well enough to know why. He always thought he would pick up on something the others had missed. Molly started at the beginning. She even included the part about the fireflies. She told her story in an organized way, not rushing, until she was running after the guy and into the night, knowing she was wasting her time, wondering as she ran what she would do if she caught him.
"He came to my goddamn house," Molly said when she finished. "My kids grew up playing in this goddamn yard."
"You need to talk to Annie again," Jesse said. "Or we talk to her together. We need you to compare notes. Get her to tell her story. See if there's anything she forgot, or some detail she might remember. Even ask her what happened to the clothes she wore that night."
"She said she burned them," Molly said. "Tell her to talk to me."
"You're the one who's always telling me that people don't ever have to talk to the police if they don't want to," Molly said.
"Let's keep that our little secret."
"You think it's the same guy?"
"Maybe he wasn't after Annie that night," Jesse said. "Maybe it was you, until you went home with Suit and Elena."
"If he was after me," Molly said, "do we think he might be the same one who took the shot at you?"
"Somebody with a grudge against the members of the Paradise Police Department," Jesse said. Molly slowly nodded. "It would mean going through anybody and everybody we've ever put away," Jesse said, "and friends and family."
"How far back?"
"All the way back to when I showed up here, and we first started working together," Jesse said. "I know you remember the day. It was like stardust fell from the sky." Molly looked at him as if he'd suddenly started speaking in tongues.
"Poetry? From Chief Stone?"
"Sinatra," he said.
"So, we got to do a readback on everybody we've ever pissed off who's still above ground," Molly said.
Jesse grinned. "I know," he said. "We may need to put on more people." They were back inside in Molly's kitchen. Jesse told her that they wanted frequent check-ins from her during the day, either with him or Suit or Gabe or Peter. He told her he was going to have her house watched at night, whether she liked it or not. She wanted to know if he was going to do the same with Suit, who'd been working with Jesse as long as she had. Jesse told her yes.
"Who's watching you?"
Molly said. My higher power, he said, even though I'm not a good Catholic girl. Then he kissed the top of her head and said that if it was just the same to her, he wanted to get back to trying to solve a murder.
Oh, that, Molly said.
We never close, Jesse said.